Temperatures this afternoon around minus 5 Celsius. That's 23 Fahrenheit. Just your sound, sound, sound.
Hip to be square, as Steve Merrick well knows.
Is it? I would have thought it would have been square to be hip, quite honestly.
That means the same thing, doesn't it? It's hip to be square, and it's square to be hip. Does that mean the same thing, or is it opposites?
No, it's the opposite. Also, I don't know. You didn't expect me to know these things.
It's Huey Lewis and the news.
It is, yes. And before that, Martin Johnson and the news.
It was Martin Johnson and the news, too, but he
And
didn't...
before that, Bruce Hornsby and the Range.
What was before that?
I don't know. You were nattering to somebody, weren't you?
That's right, I was. Yeah. Julian Evans, from the EMEB, I think. East Midlands Electricity Board, that's right. Just a word about talking of electricity. Mm. At around about 20 to 5, or 4:40, depending on which way you look at the clock.
Yes.
It is the peak period for electricity. Now, yesterday, there was a 10% reduction in electricity, so that the Electricity Board could... make sure that all those kilowatts, what was needed to keep people warm, etc., etc., were actually happening. So I'm not saying don't turn on your fire or don't start the cooking or don't turn on TV or whatever and don't listen to the radio. What I am saying is that don't be surprised if suddenly the lights go a bit dim at around about 4:30, 20 to 5. They got within 800 megawatts of the system breaking down yesterday, and it was 2,000 megawatts over the peak period of last year, January of last year. They used 43,800 megawatts yesterday. How about that?
Blinding me with science. Didn't understand a word of that.
I didn't understand it, but I read it and I thought it was an interesting thing.
It sounded like you were making it up as you went along.
Oh, you rotten thing. Marrow. No, I wasn't actually. I read it. I think, mind you, it was in The Sun, so... Or was it in The Express? One of the two.
Well.
The Westnorth College, that's at Derby Road and Chesterfield Road, the Stag Centre and Westbourne premises are all open for administration and adult preparation training. That's YTS, CITB courses, but otherwise all the other courses are closed. Now, students who are on these adult preparation courses, the YTS, the CITB, should report as normal to the college or their employees, or they will lose their earnings. Simple as that, and I'm sure you don't want to lose your earnings. So do report to that. Have you got some transport news there?
Indeed I have, sir. Yes, some Midland Fox information here for bus services in Leicestershire.
Why is it called Midland Fox?
Oh, don't ask me questions like that. Actually, there's probably a chap around the place who could tell us.
Fair enough.
There's a chap who used to be with them.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'll ask him, and then I'll tell you.
Right. Okay, or maybe he can come and tell us.
So-and-so.
Well,
you
I mean,
really
why... It seems strange to call a bus service after an animal.
Now then, services, generally speaking, all services are running till about 6 o'clock tonight, OK? But there's a couple that aren't. X32, X61 and X62 are not running. There's no minibuses to Hinckley or Market Harbour. There's no minibus service from Odeby to Wigston. All services to the Meadow Estate are fishing at Wigston. So they've got a bit of a walk. Number 118 between Colville... Thank you. Cup of tea's arrived. Number 118 between Colville, Ashby and Swadlingcote... Wonderful name, that. ...are running, but the 118 to Leicester is running. That doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make much sense to me, anyway.
I read that wrong. The number 118 between Colville, Ashby and Swadlingcote... are not running,
yes.
But the 118 to Leicester is running. So it's not going there, but it's coming back.
Oh. Well, as I said, it seems strange to name a bus service after an animal to me.
Yeah. The number 128 between Leicester and Nottingham is cancelled.
You'll love this.
What?
Oh, dear.
Hang on, let me finish the buses.
Go on, then.
Minibus 109 is not running. And, well, that's about it, really. They're all the buses that are affected, by the Midland Fox buses that are affected in Leicestershire. If you've got any doubts, then I should give them a ring and find out. But, generally speaking, most services are running until 6, apart from the ones I've mentioned.
Right, OK. I'll just read something that you'll love in just a second. But right. The City Transport have been on the phone, as they ever will.
This is Nottingham City Transport.
I'm sorry. Yes, it is indeed. The Nottingham City Transport. Cliff has been on the phone, as ever was. So my thanks to Cliff and colleagues down there.
They say them by name.
Well, we've kind of got to know each other in the last couple of days, you know.
Grown together through the years.
Or that sort of idea, yeah. if only the years were there. The Nottingham City Transport say that all routes in Nottingham are, but they're behind. There are some normal black spots, such as Breckhill Road, Shelford Road, Carlton Valley, where parts of routes may be impassable. And in other words, if you know Breckhill Road, like, and also Arnold Road and that sort of place, and you'll know that it's almost impossible for cars to get up there, even in normal times, never mind the buses. So they've got a bit of a problem at the moment. Trent report that all their buses are running, all the buses are out of the garage, but there may well be some delays. The Trent buses for Derby and Nottinghamshire, of course. Now then, da-da-da-da! This is it. Well, Leicester Sound have run out of something else.
What?
They ran out of disc jockeys today. and now they've run out of something
else. Oh, you are evil.
No, not real. Oh, by the way, our commiserations to Guy Morris and to Tony Lyman, who are stuck in their farmhouses.
They're loving every minute of it.
I know they are, sat in front of a big log fire with their cuddly wifeys.
I say.
Well, they are, aren't they? Let's be honest. The Leicester Sound ice scraper promotion has now ceased.
Ah.
Because all the free scrapers have gone.
Oh, dear.
But they have got some for £50.
What?
No, I'm joking. So if you were going to Leicester Sound, Granville House, Granville Street in Leicester, to get your ice scraper, then don't, because they haven't got any left. Oh, they've all gone. Simple.
They were quite good ones as well. I got one of those in my car.
And does it work?
The car?
No, the scraper.
Oh, the scraper works, yes.
Do you know, I am the best straight man you've ever had.
It's 3:15.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
Radio Trent and Leicester Sound together today,
isn't it?
It's certainly.
Oh no.
What?
Chairs broke.
Oh, you vandal.